Heidi Collinsworth grabbed an empty bag from the hook on the wall and headed out to the mail drop box. The sun hadn't been up long, but its warming rays shone down on Main Street, spreading long shadows and waking the birds in the budding trees. Under the trees, early blooming daffodils and tulips opened into the sunshine, filling the overflowing flower boxes with color. Windows in the second stories of the timeless brick buildings winked and sparked in the morning light. Always concerned about the schedule, Heidi shrugged off the sight and hurried to open the back of the big blue mailbox. She tugged out the bag of mail and replaced it with the empty one, then locked the box. Hefting the bag of mail up over her shoulder, she headed back inside. Unable to help herself, she had to pause and admire the rays of sunlight stretching through the clouds over the east end of the valley, almost like walkways up into the sky. Spring was in the air, and each day its presence spread like magic through the mellow, age-old mountains surrounding town. Soon enough, it would be summer and hot as blazes, but for now, the scene was idyllic. You'd never know it now, but 10 years back, the town had fallen on hard times. There had been no flowers, no charming shops, no joy at all on Main Street. Most of the buildings had been vacant and derelict with broken windows and dilapidated storefronts. The neighborhoods on the north end of town had been overrun with drug houses and crimes of the desperate. But the citizens of Sugar Mountain had rallied. Using only the resources they had at hand, local charm and creativity, they had worked to recreate their little town into a quirky tourist attraction. Luckily, the highway came right up Main Street, so it hadn't been hard to attract folks who were heading up to Boone. First, they'd undertaken a monumental cleanup, mending the sidewalks, painting, restoring and repairing the building. Then they'd planted flowers, lots of flowers. Once the street was beautiful again, the locals opened the shops and art galleries featuring resident artists and boutiques filled with handmade items. Utilizing local resourcefulness, the pretty street now flourished with ice cream shops, salons, cafes, and street musicians. Back in the post office, Heidi dumped the bag of letters and packages into the sorting bin. A large cardboard tube clunked onto the pile, the kind used for artwork and such. Finding any sort of package in the drop box was unusual. Most folks just dropped letters in to be mailed and came inside to mail packages so they could have them weighed and labeled. Heidi shrugged. More and more folks had meters at home to print their own labels nowadays. She reached for the package, then froze. Was that blood? She stared at the parcel for a long moment in disbelief, then hurried back to the counter to tug on latex gloves. Carefully, she lifted out the tube. Turning it to inspect the smudges, her lips pressed into a thin line. It certainly looked like blood. There was one almost complete handprint, along with several other smudges of reddish-brown on the tube. She checked the address. The mayor's office? Why was the mayor getting drawings or paintings or some such at his office? Normally, he only received letters and maybe the occasional registered manila envelope. In her 15 years as postmaster, she hadn't seen a tube like this come through, unless a city building project was underway. She turned the package over to check the return address. An engineering firm in Charlotte. Her brow crinkled in thought. So she was right about the parcel and construction projects. The tube must contain blueprints.